Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Thank you. You're listening to Datum Line, and I'm Bruce G. McCarthy.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome back to this segment of Datum Line. Today's message, Values Clarification, Part 17. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy, if you're joining us at this point. You know, prior to the mid-1900s, various United States Supreme Court cases held, either as formal decisions or as extraneous dicta, that the United States was a Christian nation and that its moral precepts were binding upon the state as well as the general population. However, that reflected the old-time religion and the church established by Jesus Christ, not the new religious corporations created by Caesar. And the Creator is sovereign over his own creation, which is why the state, having created the corporation, can reserve the power to inquire into its activities. In fact, it can reserve to itself any power that it wants. Atheistic humanism is ushering in an amalgamated global government fashioned for a multicultural population, held in lockstep submission to a centrally planned and regulated system of state-approved bank credit. This spells the final abandonment of what's left of a constitutionally protected Christian European culture. And to this, the religious humanists, political socialists, central bankers, and their credit junkies say, good riddance. Like most people, I'm willing to accept better ideas and products in exchange for the old ones, if it can be proven that what we're leaving behind is worse and should be discarded. Unlike many, however, I'm not convinced that the Pied Pipers of these and other humanist socialist trends have proven anything other than the fact that they're not worthy of our trust. I'm further convinced that most people have no idea what we've already left behind or what's coming, nor do they want to know. They're bathing in a false assumption that if it sounds progressive and it's advertised on TV, it must be an improvement whose time has come. During our last message, we highlighted a few more biblical injunctions against intermarriage delivered to ancient Israel, with our premise being that the Apostle Paul was correct and meant what he said in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, when he said, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." Modern theology, however, renders over 75% of the Bible irrelevant to today's Christian, who's been taught that those ancient Israelites are the ancestors of an alien culture whose Talmudic humanist religion, called Judaism, denies that Jesus is Lord. But as the Apostle John said, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." This from 1 John chapter 2, verse 22 and 23. So how is it that Judaism is able to claim the Father without the Son? Oh, no problem. They simply deny the truth of John, the Gospels, and the apostolic writings of the New Covenant or New Testament era. Unfortunately, what little scripture today's Christians have left to work with is poorly understood for lack of historical background and continuity. But it makes memorization of what little remains of the Bible a whole lot easier. For the benefit of new listeners, we've been comparing today's moral standards with those of America's colonial past by referring to their respective sources. One, compiled in 1973 by a cadre of atheists in their Humanist Manifesto 2. The other being the Bible, transmitted to us from our Israelite ancestors. We've reviewed several extracts from the Humanist Manifesto 2 found at principles number 1 through 10 in some of our previous broadcasts. But now is a good time to share another extract from precept number 11 in conjunction with today's message concerning intermarriage or miscegenation. Number 11, Humanist Manifesto 2, quote, "The principle of moral equality must be furthered through elimination of all discrimination based upon race, religion, sex, age, or national origin." Now, this was endorsed by over 200 representatives of the atheist intellectual community from 11 different countries. Well, what is moral equality? Because they say that moral equality must be furthered. So what is moral equality? And does the Bible endorse it? Well, the word moral has to do with the standards of right or righteous conduct. And to demand moral equality is to admit that inequality of moral standards already exists. Humanists demand that we accept unequal standards as if they were one and the same. But the God of Israel never ratified such a concept of moral equality for different standards, let alone have it based upon race, religion, sex, age, or national origin. He is the only standard, and whoever gets to write the standard is God. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3, we read the first commandment of the Ten Commandments, which says in part, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Now, that's a monopoly when it comes to standards. Of course, we've been taught that majority rule, democracy, is the only way to go, and if we decide by majority that God's standard isn't going to be satisfactory, then that's fine. But God's not big on that one either. In Exodus chapter 23, in verse 2, we read, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil." So if 99.9% of the people democratically vote to discard a principle commanded in Scripture, the remaining one-tenth of 1% minority in Israel is commanded to resist. So if my understanding is correct, this is not a religion for sissies who bow to peer pressure or crave acceptance by the local mob. This is a religion that could get you labeled. It could even get you in trouble. Keep in mind that religious humanists deny the existence of God or any supernatural revelation, which they regard as, quote, meaningless or irrelevant. This they say in principle number one. Which is to say that the law of God, or any divine revelation, such as found in the Bible, carries no more weight with them than the whimsical utterance of a stubborn and rebellious child. So what stands in the way of moral equality, where children can assert the right to unseat their parents as head of their own household? One word, discrimination. Back to precept number 11, in part, again, quote, "The principle of moral equality must be furthered through elimination of all discrimination based upon race, religion, sex, age, or national origin." Are you an age-discriminating bigot who believes that a naval aircraft carrier should not be under the command of a Head Start honor graduate? Or that our elderly Parkinson's, stroke, and Alzheimer's victims should not be racing their motorcycles up and down the Chicago freeways? The Third Reich had its Hitler Youth, but that could be eclipsed by America's infant brigade, with Halliburton serving up infant formula to our frontline troops, whose age has no bearing, apparently, on combat qualification. But what about gender equality? Oh, fret not. Our brownies and Girl Scouts should make good fighter pilots, and we have pedophiles of both sexes who will make good flight instructors. All that's left to debate now is discrimination based upon race, religion, or national origin. And for most Americans, the Humanist Manifesto, too, has clearly stated what they already believe about this one. Well, here's our music. This is our next break. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy. You're listening to Datumline. Today's message, Values Clarification, part, was it 17? Yeah, 17.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Once again, and welcome back to this segment of Datum Line, today's message, Values Clarification, Part 17. You know, when Abraham instructed his eldest servant to fetch a wife for his son Isaac, and we read about that in our last message in Genesis chapter 24, he expressly told him not to look for her among the Canaanites. Now, the word Canaanite is a generic name that was used to include lots of other people, like the Amorites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Perizzites. I like to include the Perizzites as well, you know, the welfare site. The Girgashites, the Moabites, the Anakims, Ammonites, the Philistines, the Zidonians, and other social groups living in that rather large region. These were not just a few isolated reprobate criminal types that you might expect to find among every nationality. Abraham would not tolerate even the best damsel they had to offer in marriage for his son Isaac. They were, based upon race, religion, and national origin, off limits. Not one of them was given an equal opportunity to prove the content of their character, as Dr. Martin Luther King expressed it. We might say that Abraham, a man expressly chosen of God, according to the Bible, was a firm believer in discrimination, which our elite humanist intellectuals have emphatically told us is a despicable character trait. Well, what does the word discriminate mean? Well, we'll go to the American Dictionary of the English Language, Noah Webster, for 1828, and we'll see what it meant back in his day. Discriminate, verb, transitive. Okay, definition number one, quote, to distinguish, to observe the difference between, as we may usually discriminate true
from false modesty. Definition number two, to separate, to select from others, to make a distinction between, as in the last judgment, the righteous will be discriminated from the wicked. While the word discriminate as an intransitive verb, definition number one, to make a difference or distinction, as in the application of law and the punishment of crimes, the judge should discriminate between degrees of guilt. Definition number two, to observe or note a difference, to distinguish, as in judging of evidence. We should be careful to discriminate between probability and slight presumption. End quote. Not one shade of meaning that I just read, or what I didn't read from Noah Webster, given for the words discriminate and discrimination, carries a negative or undesirable connotation. Not one. To the contrary, discrimination was thought to be a desirable trait, except in modern-day parlance, where, when we turn to the Random House College Dictionary for 1982, the first out of five definitions carries a negative connotation. Here's what it is in Random House, 1982. Discriminate. Definition number one. To make a distinction in favor of or against a person or thing on a categorical basis rather than according to actual merit. Number two. To note or observe a difference. Distinguish accurately. Likewise for definitions number three, four, and five. So, is definition number one an inaccurate form of discrimination? When you discriminate on the basis of category, that's maybe not accurate? Did Abraham, consistent with what the Lord later commanded Abraham's Israelite descendants, did he distinguish against the Canaanites according to their lack of merit? Or was it done on a categorical basis? In other words, according to race, religion, or national origin, perhaps. Since the process exempted no one, isn't it safe to say that he discriminated on the basis of one or more of those categories? Kind of reminds me of the veterinarian who I talked with a few years ago. He was telling me about how he despised chihuahuas. That's all chihuahuas. Every part of their body, he said, being guarded by teeth. So he evidently had a phobia about teeth. Golden retrievers, on the other hand, have a different temperament. So how is it that we can easily accept the fact that different species of plants, insects, reptiles, and amphibians, and mammals exhibit consistent but uniquely diverse behavioral characteristics, while at the same time denying that among complex humans, who are somehow acknowledged to be different, no typical differences are believed to exist, or at least you can't say that they do. Tell the spectators that their naked king, who's parading by them, is wearing no clothes, and they'll deny the obvious truth for fear of being executed by their mentally deranged monarch, who thinks he's well-dressed. We live in such a world where the power of mass communication has spawned an obedient populace who dare not step out of line for fear of reprisal. Trace the origin of that fearful power, and you will identify who your masters are in this land of freedom and equality. So how do people get around the politically incorrect perspectives in the Bible? Forgive my sarcasm, but it's easy. Just ignore that superfluous Old Testament stuff. That was then, written to Jews. This is now, written to us. Paul, in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, well, he must have been mistaken when he said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Comfort and hope? Paul said comfort and hope? Well, that was according to his religion. But do you sense the general uneasiness and lack of hope that hangs over the heads of our kinsmen who are mired in atheistic humanism concerning an uncertain future? You see, humanism pins its hopes on the inherent goodness and godlike perfectibility of man, especially the elite movers and shakers. But almost everyone knows the truth of what Lord Acton said a few hundred years ago, that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Almost everybody knows that, but almost nobody wants to admit that. Our unelected rulers manage their human livestock by way of economic incentives or disincentives, rooted in a credit system that affects everyone while being understood by virtually no one. That's not a recipe to inspire comfort and hope. The Humanist Manifesto, too, continues at precept number 11 by saying, quote, "We deplore racial, religious, ethnic, or class antagonisms," end quote. Well, so do I. In fact, most of us deplore these and other types of antagonisms, which might explain why different racial, religious, and ethnic groups created their own separate homelands or legal jurisdictions to avoid those antagonisms. It might also explain why the forced mixing of religious Judaism and Israelis among the Palestinians has produced over 60 years of bloody conflicts. Christian Zionists, in their twisted interpretation of Genesis chapter 12, however, have the gall to tell us how blessed we are for supporting Ashkenazi terrorism that hides behind a fictitious mask of identification that we're supposed to call Israel and Jew. Let's go back to the Humanist Manifesto again, at precept number 11, which continues, quote, "Although we believe in cultural diversity and encourage racial and ethnic pride, we reject separations which promote alienation and set people and groups against each other." Wait a minute. This is the kind of deceptive nonsense employed by militant humanists. Diverse cultures encourage their own preservation by separating from unlike groups who sooner or later, one way or another, would dilute their cultural identity. That's why humanists formed a group, separate and distinct from people like me, so as to hammer out their mutual beliefs and agitate for social reform. It's when one group steps into the midst of another group to impose its program of social reform on that group that antagonisms arise. They go on to say, "We envision an integrated community where people have a maximum opportunity for free and voluntary association." Here's another deceptive contradiction, where smooth-sounding words like opportunity, free, and voluntary association are carefully integrated with enforced unification, like forced busing. Well, here's our music. So why don't we come back to this thought on the other side of this break. This is Values Clarification, Part 17. You're listening to Datum Line, and I'm Bruce G. McCarthy.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Back to this final segment of this installment of Datum Line Values Clarification Part 17. I guess we'll go back to where we had started with regards to the Humanist Manifesto at Part 11, or their principle number 11, and I'm only taking excerpts from each one of these principles. They say that we envision an integrated community where people have a maximum opportunity for free and voluntary association. And I'm suggesting that this is deceptive and it's contradiction, because they're inserting or combining smooth-sounding words like opportunity, free, voluntary, and association. But they're craftily integrating these with enforced unification. You remember, forced busing. With penalties laid on anyone who objects to involuntary association. One group is free to invade your space, but you're not free to stop them. And there's precious little space left on the planet for you to escape their global designs. Like the dysfunctional relationship you may have had with an alcoholic or a drug addict, humanists set the stage so you can't win and you can't retreat, and everything is your fault. Let's go to Humanist Manifesto, principle number 12, and we'll extract from that. Quote, "We deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds," end quote. They deplore that. But you know, we humans went to great lengths to divide ourselves on nationalistic grounds. A program that was initiated by God himself at Genesis chapter 11, several thousand years ago, when he put a stop to the Tower of Babel and its overreaching political economy that was going to arise out of it.
So religious humanists deplore those who still believe in national borders. Where a sovereign nation is free to apply its own standard of behavior, perhaps based on the Ten Commandments that God gave to our forefathers. You see, if they deplore the effects, then it's only logical that humanists would deplore the cause. And the cause would be God of the Scriptures and those who would follow him. Christians are the enemy, and it's a fight to the finish. So here's what they say, quote, "Thus we, the humanists, look to the development of a system of world law and a world order based upon transnational federal government." There's your one world order. They look to it. And they say, look. These humanists just sit and look for a system of world law and international government? No. Their socialist program of global governance is nearly finished. But will they leave any room for your standard of values in their system of world law? Well, if it conforms to theirs, yes. But if it aligns with God's, no. In our last message, we covered several more passages in the Bible where the people of Israel and their predecessors, Abraham and Isaac, exercise caution about choosing marriageable mates for their offspring, avoiding entire national populations in the selection process. So let's continue our review of these restrictions upon the covenant people of God regarding social interaction with certain nations who, for the most part, might have preferred that Israel look elsewhere for real estate to occupy and people to marry. You know, if I'd been a Canaanite who at the time had understood how badly things were going to go for the urban renewal project like Jericho, I'd have packed my bags and skipped town. How about you? We learned in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19, and in Deuteronomy 22, verse 9, that Israelites were even told not to gender diverse kinds of animals or sow different kinds of seed in their fields, which might produce what the Bible calls defiled plants or defiled animals. These being plants or animals that apparently God did not intend for us to have. In the word defile, you remember, we took the second definition, which was the most appropriate to this subject, from the American Dictionary of the English Language by Noah Webster, 1828. Definition number two, to make impure. We ended our last message at 1 Kings chapter 11 concerning King Solomon and his weakness for women. Now, there's an understatement, if ever there was one. Since we only got partway into the second verse, let's begin afresh at 1 Kings chapter 11, and we'll break in at verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh. He had married her. Women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Now, I think Pharaoh was an acceptable wife. But these others weren't. Number two, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. If you understand what that means. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. Yes, verse three. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. You know what? I'll bet 1,000 women could probably turn away just about any one of our men's hearts. It might not have even taken 1,000. Verse 4. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. Now, those other gods generally mean us, where we become our own God. And we maybe impute this personality to some idol or something else that stands between us and the real God. Verse 5, for Solomon went after Ashtoreth,
the goddess of the Zidonians. You familiar with that one? Well, that's what the Zidonians called the goddess of fertility, if you will. But the Phoenicians and the Greeks and the Romans called her by another name, Astarte. We today call her by yet another name, Easter. So Easter is not a Christian holiday. And Solomon was turned after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Now, Milcom was known by another name, Moloch. And he was also known by the name of Chemosh by the Moabites. Verse 6, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, or Chemosh, I should say, the abomination of Moab in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives. Those are Nocri, by the way, if you like that Hebrew word, which burned incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, forasmuch as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding, in thy days I will not do it, for David thy father's sake. But I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Verse 13, howbeit I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son, for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. Verse 14, and the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. So God was arranging for problems to come to pass for Solomon. So if you're a stubborn free thinker made in the image of King Solomon, don't fret like the, and don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger either. As for your humanist opposition, they're cast in the surly mold of Jezebel, the wife of King Ahab. And it doesn't get much worse than that. Well, I hear the music. I guess that means the end. And I hope this has been of interest to you. We'll continue the subject of miscegenation in our next broadcast. That'll be part 18 of this series. I hope this has been of interest to you. Thank you for listening, and have yourself a good day.